This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 28. God, the attentive friend. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was a certain man from Emathaim, a Zuphite, from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Penaniah. Penaniah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord God Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Penaniah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Her husband, Elkanah, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once, when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and she made a vow, saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord and went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." Many people can relate personally to the story of Hannah. The emotional, mental, and spiritual pain of infertility is all too common, and it is often held close like a distressing secret. One of the most beautiful parts of Hannah's story is how God responded to her anguish and distress. Though Eli, the high priest, accused her of being drunk, God witnessed Hannah's pain and responded with abundant care and compassion. Instead of pointing the finger and keeping his distance, the infinite God of creation drew close to Hannah, embracing her and her grief. He listened to her heart. He heard her cry. He cared for her soul. And he gave Hannah what she longed for, a son. Hannah is an example of someone who is unashamed to pour out their soul to the Lord, because they know that he listens, hears, cares, and relieves even the deepest of pains. As followers of Christ, we can share his love and compassion with others who are in distress. We can listen to their cries and help to carry their burdens, praying with them and helping them to find comfort in the God who loves us all. Pray with me. Loving God, draw near to all who are hurting
and bring comfort to all who know the pain that Hannah felt. May they know that you hear them and care for them. Fill and satisfy their souls with your mercy and grace. In the Savior's name, amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.